This is an image of what are called plaques and tangles in the brain. They signal the buildup of a protein that eventually damages brain cells. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive disorder that gradually affects memory, comprehension, language, and judgment. 5% of Alzheimer's patients inherit this condition through a familial gene. But for the vast majority of others, age is the common factor.
The older we get, the more likely we are to get this disease.
Dr. Daniel Alcon has led research into an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's at the Blanchett Rockefeller Neurosciences Institute outside Washington, D.C. He has helped develop a skin test that confirms the presence of an inflammatory signal in the body and the brain.
We can identify specific proteins in those skin cells, which have a different response in Alzheimer patients.
Alzheimer's is not the only disease that results in memory loss, but it is the only form of dementia that carries no other physical symptom. Daniel Alcon says that may be why doctors find it such a difficult condition to diagnose early. The more advanced the disease, the easier the diagnosis. And unfortunately, the less likelihood treatment can do much good. Preventive measures, such as vigorous exercise for the body and the brain, suggest that older people can perhaps avoid or postpone Alzheimer's. It's believed that by keeping in shape physically and mentally, blood function is boosted in parts of the brain used for memory. But as the post-World War II generation ages, there is greater pressure for a cure. Dr. Alcon sees potential in a drug called briostatin, which has been used in cancer research.
And to our knowledge, this is one of the first drugs that has real potential for doing what I just mentioned, which is to treat both the symptoms and the underlying neurodegeneration.
Government approval of this drug, or a possible vaccine, will take time. For now, Dr. Alcon says he believes the sooner the skin test is available, the better the chance of early treatment.
That would be marvelous, because then maybe we could even get a head start in preventing the disease.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.